Shashanka, I just looked at the board, and it says 149 miles, and so when you circle around this, the Heart Garden, and come down that straightaway, you'll have 150 miles.
Right now, yes, correct. Feels good.
It's a little better than good, isn't it?
Well,
it's very encouraging.
Well, I don't even look at the board. I'm trying to do my pace and to do as good as I can, to be in each moment, in each step. And, you know, as usual, it has all the ups and downs. Well, I had far too much mileage the first day. I didn't really want it. It just happened.
Well, so how many miles did you have the first day?
81.
That's a lot of miles.
Yeah, it is. I didn't really want it, but it was just so, I mean, ideal conditions, and it was almost effortless. But then, of course, I paid for it. Like yesterday afternoon, it was really difficult.
Well, in what way was it difficult? What kind of things were happening?
Well, basically,
to you?
The legs were gone. I didn't have any strength to really run, so it was kind of a shuffle. And then in the evening, specifically, very slow. But then, fortunately, this morning was much better.
Do you actually think if you had just taken it a little easier, you would have had more legs today?
Well, now it's kind of okay. It's just tired. Well, it's hard to say, because it's usually, I think, on the second day you have a little, but it also depends on the training. I mean, I have a decent training, but I don't have a training like a Vasu or, you know, Vladimir, and that, or also some of the girls, you can see they are really well trained.
Well, what kind of mileage were you doing in the last?
I had a few weeks of 60, 70 miles, and then I had 1 week of already the more than 100 miles. So, you know, it's not the 100-mile weeks for months. And also, though, I had long runs, but not the very, very long one. I mean, I had 160-mile, which really went well.
But it's more miles than, let's say, you did last year, more training.
Yeah.
Now, what would...
Michelle... How many? Shashanka, 150.
So there, in fact, there it is, that 150.
Right.
What was your mileage for 10 days last year?
Well, I was in the 60 last year, but
oh, 60.
I was not trained at all. So I don't actually remember.
Okay.
I had 60, it was 320, something like that.
Do you have a number you're thinking about this time, or just want to feel strong and feel right?
Well, I have all kinds of goals, inner goals, outer goals. It would be great to be able to do 60 miles a day, you know, which would be 600. But I don't know. I mean, I can feel my limitations, I have to say. Going around now, it's not, you know, I'm trying to make up for it with my fighting spirit.
But feeling limitations is a pretty natural thing, that you're in an event in which you're confronted by your capacity really all the time, aren't you? I mean, isn't that how one way of looking at what's happening here? That
can you repeat that again?
Okay. You're in an event. You're saying you're feeling your limitations.
Right.
And I said that this is a kind of
course,
experience in which every moment is, can I do more? Can I do more?
Yeah.
Should I do more? And finding the right balance of just how much you can give, and also finding out where it's coming from, whether it's physical, mental, emotional, spiritual,
well,
I guess.
It's exactly what you're saying. I mean, you are trying to optimize the moment. And right now, I'm kind of a little bit low. So I'm trying to see, where does it come from? Is it the food? Is it, you know, just the mileage? And then you try out things, you experiment, and some things work, and sometimes it works, but you don't know why it works. And, you know, it's a very, very spiritual experience here. running is a part, but there's so much happening. And I have to say that in those 2 days or 2.5 days, I already had a lot of really beautiful experiences, which they came much faster than other years. So,
you know. Now, these are moments that you don't describe them. You just have them, and this is the beauty of being.
Well, the first experience was in the first day in the afternoon, where I had about 8 to 10 miles, like in a trance state. It was just flowing, no effort, all beautiful, and it was like almost ecstasy. And yesterday I had a moment where I really kind of felt the Creator. It was just a short moment, but it was like I could feel the Creator, and, you know, that's something you don't have every day. And today I had some nice moments when I was listening to mountain silence. Sometimes the music triggers off things, which was the case, and you feel the music much more intense than if you listen to it, you know, otherwise. There's really some cry in the music. So, yeah.
Well, I was going to say that in some ways for 10 days this becomes both your battleground and your temple, and being a combination of both is really, you know, what it's all about, maybe.
It's true. It's true, but I have to say that there are moments like yesterday you really wonder why are you doing it. You really say, oh no, and still, how am I going to survive these 10 days? And then things change, and one of the Italian boys came today, and he said he read a poem of Guru, where his Guru says, oh, everything is already planned, you don't have to worry. Whatever happens, it's planned. You basically have to give yourself, be on the stage. And that's, you know, what I'm trying to do. And like 3-4 laps ago, one of the Russian runners, he has a shin splints. He always repeats the mantra, my supreme victory to my Lord supreme, etc. So we say it together. And then he told me, hey, Shashanka, you have to improve your posture, you know, your form of running. You have to be more up in your upper body. You have to look out straight. And you have to smile. And then, you know, you take it. And if you want. But for me, that's what I mean. There's all kinds of things coming to you. And then you can take it or you can leave it. But for me, it made sense. And,
Well, Shashanka, thank you so much, and we'll catch up with you in at least a week's time.
Yeah, well, let's see. Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, sure.